Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are giving out some of our expert advice. We discuss hungry, hungry hippo bottoms, how to get your parents to accept your drag, and what to do with your virginity. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Oh, hi. Should we do this again?
Hey. Hey. I love you in yellow.
Thank you.
I don't think I've ever seen you
in that. I ventured out in it and I thought...
It's a bright, bold
move. It's like I just call it true gold.
You're giving me Bumblebee. You're giving me... traffic sign.
Buzz, buzz,
bitch. You're giving me...
Traffic sign.
Like a warning. You're giving me, you know, yield.
Yes. Yield the house down.
She's yielding for daddy.
Do you like it?
How often do you yield?
In a car?
Yeah.
I very rarely drive anymore since moving to SF. Mm. So I guess I only yield when it's appropriate.
You don't yield often.
No. Nope. Sure don't.
Sure don't.
Sure don't. Do you ever yield? Have you been known to yield?
Sometimes I do indulge.
What's your favorite traffic sign?
I saw one the other day. My God. It was a stop sign, but somebody put a sticker above and a sticker below, and they put don't
stop
above stop.
The music.
And then stop, and then said stop, and said dreaming or believing. And I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Those Glee kids are still at it.
Kevin McHale is wild in WeHo.
Yeah, those Glee kids are still out there.
Listen.
Gleeks. What do they call themselves?
Remember Jiminy Glick? Is that a name? The guy who did interviews in a chair? Glick, Jiminy Glick.
You're making something up. Aren't we doing an interview
in a chair?
The
good sis, Jiminy Glick?
Jiminy Click?
Glick.
Glick.
And he would eat popcorn. You know?
Nope, sure don't.
Maybe I'm too old.
Yeah, you are.
Anyway, so there are idiots out there in WeHo that read don't stop from afar and don't stop, I'm sure.
No.
Yes, you...
A don't stop sign?
If you can think it, it's been done.
It's been done. So, you should run it, kill someone, and then sue whoever put up the sticker.
Work.
They'll have their fingerprint stuck to the back of the sticker part. I've watched a lot of CSI.
Okay.
I know how this works.
Okay. Cool.
When I was home in Michigan, no. I saw all the...
What's your favorite traffic
sign? I saw all
sign?
The birthplace of the Republican Party signs
and
in
were
Jackson,
you about
Michigan.
To say that's false?
And I asked my mom, I said, can we stop and take a picture? And she goes, well, what are you going to do in the picture? I said, flip off the sign.
Flip, not flick.
It is flip.
Okay.
It won the poll. It won my Twitter poll.
So all of your...
I tweet a lot of Twitter polls.
About, like, what do you say? And they're very...
Somebody tweeted at me
regional.
And goes, why do you keep doing this?
Yeah, it's very a regional
question.
I said,
unfollow, honey. Okay. Mute me. Well, don't unfollow me. Mute me.
Okay.
I need the followers.
Anyway.
So did you want to do some advice today?
You know, I think that's what the people deserve.
I think so.
What we love to do here on the podcast, we've done it like 50 times, but every time it's more and more fun than the last because I feel like y'all give some good questions. But if people want to submit questions for advice, what can they do?
You can always. I wish we had like a fun advice jingle that was like,
It's time
for advice, but we're also not professionals. That would be good.
No, we should do it. We should do it.
A jingle
low notes. We should do low notes.
What if we do a jingle contest?
Low notes. Because you know Pentatonix is looking for a low note guy.
For the podcast.
If you're
looking for it.
How low can you sing? That's it?
I guess.
You're not making it in the band.
No.
No.
That's why they cut me from the...
I didn't swerve you.
That's why... What does that even mean?
The Halsey video of her.
You always talk about...
It's my...
I don't
every
even
time
know it.
I sing.
I like that. Look, they did a little Psychobabble advice. Is that new?
Oh, that's cute.
That's what made me think we need a jingle.
No. I didn't...
Get your questions ready.
Send in your questions.
Send in
we
your
won't
email.
Swear you.
We want a fun title in the email subject
okay,
line.
Jesus. So if people want to send in
but
advice...
But also remind
will
you...
Will you shut the fuck
we're
up?
We're not professional.
Give me some vibrato.
Oh. Don't swerve me, bitch.
I didn't swerve you.
So if you want to ever email us a question.
It's almost like a ghoul.
It is a little ghouly.
Are we just a couple
Do you think
ghouls?
We're ghosts?
Gassy Gussy Ghouls.
I was
For
telling,
Halloween, can we be Gassy Gussy Ghouls?
I was telling Gassy Gussy Ghouls.
Yes.
I'm changing that to my title for well, I think Halloween is on a Tuesday this year, so there will be a podcast.
What are we
Halloween
gonna be? What are you gonna be for Halloween?
A gas, I guess a ghoul.
It's truly approaching quickly.
I was telling someone the story about you getting mugged in Barcelona, and they were like, "Then what happened?" And I was like, "Well, I never saw him again."
How did you think of that?
And they were like, "Cause he was like ghouls." Oh, so what? I was like, "What if Tyler's a ghost right now? Cause you got murdered in Barcelona."
They really took me away.
My friend was literally on the edge of his seat wondering what happened to you.
When
I tell
that story, it's like, it very much seems like I'm about to be sold into a sex
life. Tyler was visiting a month ago. You know he's alive.
Well,
I was telling that same friend about Thrissy, and they go, wouldn't it be, what's it?
Throsy.
No, what's your, flaring?
Tracheosy.
Pharynx.
I don't know.
Pharynx.
I don't know. Trachea.
Phrenuxy.
Any hole is fuckable. You know what I'm saying?
I think you've proven that many times.
Thank you. Thank you.
So if you ever have an advice question, just email it in to psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
And the subject has to be good. Don't just put, we need help. It needs to say, it needs to be specific about what your question is and flashy.
The first question we have was hands down probably the best
subject
I've seen in a while. And then I was scrolling through and this same person had asked like three questions and had iconic messages for each, and I thought, too bad I can't use all three of these.
They're troubled, and they need our help. What's the first question?
This first question...
Oh, P.S., we don't have any expertise, so if it's bad advice, fuck off.
We're not licensed.
Cool.
Add it to the jingle. We're really doing a jingle contest.
Jingle? In this economy?
Yeah. No ukulele.
You have to pay artists. Don't do contests.
No.
Okay, whatever.
They'll love it. This person says... I am in a long-term relationship of 2 years with my male partner. I, too, am male. Mm. There is no graceful way to say this, but I am thirsty.
Same.
My partner is an exclusive top.
No.
I am verse, but my partner only wants to do oral. It was fine for the first 11 months, but my booty needs some attention.
True.
I brought this up, but I get the same answer and over. It's always next time, I promise, and he never follows through. I love him, but this relationship is clearly built on empty promises, like my lonely, empty booty.
Not the lonely, empty
booty. Do you guys have any recommendations on how to quench my clench?
Not quench my clench. Who is this?
This is from Jay. Much love the podcast, Jay.
Jay.
I gasped when I
Jay,
read,
you are
quench
a poet.
My clench.
Don't quench my clench.
Girl, I
Don't
too
lonely, empty
am
booty.
Looking to get that quench.
Now, the subject was what?
The hungry, hungry hippo bottom.
Jesus fucking Christ. Jay,
you need Jesus, first of all, Jay. Maybe if you start praying. No, I'm kidding.
Jesus might dick you down. Here's the thing. I understand the dilemma. If you're with a stern top who is...
I'm curious. So he's a stern top, but he only lets you blow him?
No. What I read here is it's a stern top that... So say I'm the stern top.
Okay.
We're really playing fantasy right now.
This is quite the role play.
And then you're the hungry, hungry hippo bottom.
I'm the hungry hippo bottom.
He's saying that, okay, so as a stern top,
yep.
I only top in your verse.
Yep. The house
the
down,
The top
Annie.
Will only do oral to the verse guy. So I'll only blow you. He's saying, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
His top boyfriend will only blow him?
But not fuck him. That's what he's saying. He won't.
So what do
I
they
won't
do?
Fuck you, I'll blow you.
So what do they do? So he's a top who doesn't top?
No.
Yeah, he doesn't top him.
No. Wrong-o. I'll fuck you and I'll blow you, but you can't fuck me.
That's not at all what he's saying. He's saying he's...
This is confusing.
His clench wants to get quenched, so he's not getting to bottom at all. So either way, his boyfriend's a top, but he never... tops him.
I don't get it.
Okay, we'll role play again. I'm the top. You're the hungry, hungry hippo bottom.
Oh, this doesn't make sense.
And I never fuck you.
This doesn't
make
sense.
I'm a top, but I never
fuck
you.
If you're a top and you're not fucking me?
This is his problem, I think.
What are you up to?
So he's either only blowing him or getting blown by him. Either way, he's only into oral. So he's not a top.
Okay. First
he's
and foremost,
a flop.
Jesus. First and foremost, I will validate that everyone is allowed to be into what they want. So this sure. top that doesn't want to fuck you, although it doesn't make sense in my mind, I
maybe
validate
that's
that,
what
the,
he's
that
into.
If that's what they want to do, that's what they can do, and they're got allowed it. To do that. And I, you should they should never feel pressure to do anything more than what they want to do.
Right.
With that said, bitch, it's false advertising. If you're a stern top, but you're not gonna fuck me. I'm pissed. I'm pissed on Hungry Hungry Hippo Bottom's behalf.
I never heard you this angry in an advice
episode. I'm curious. If I were dating somebody for 2 years and they advertise publicly, I am a stern top, but they're not going to follow through.
You?
And they're not going to do that?
Yeah. Now you understand why Jay wants to get that clench quenched.
I'm pissed. So, okay.
You've
okay.
never been so angry.
Jay's partner does not have to do shit. But if Jay is
did
unsatisfied,
you say he doesn't have to do shit?
He better do shit, but he don't gotta do shit. You know what I'm saying? Jay, if you're unsatisfied, I don't think you have the right yeah. to tell him you have to fuck me.
Yeah.
But you have the right to walk away if you're not being satisfied.
Or have a conversation saying I'm not satisfied. If you're not gonna top me, then I'll find someone. Maybe we're open now.
Or maybe like
maybe
a
I've
toy.
Got a fun toy.
I don't get it.
Maybe yeah. You're going to get a fun toy. I think you just have to have a conversation.
My advice is have the conversation. And if you're not being fulfilled.
Right.
Or filled. Then bitch.
If you're not being fulfilled
I
or
think
filled.
If here's,
did
if
you
if
just
I were in
say
this,
that?
If I were in this situation, I would say, here's the deal, yo. Here's the dealio. Yeah. Here's the dealio.
Here's the deal. You I'm gonna swerve on you if you don't dig me
I
down.
I will swerve. Yes, I will swerve you if you don't dig me down. If he doesn't,
I think that's your next single.
If you're unsatisfied, then you need to let him know and say, okay, well, here's a solution. If you don't want to dig me down, maybe we need to have an open relationship.
Yeah, bring in
or
a third.
I need to go. Or you need to get a toy. Yeah. Or whatever you need to do to get your goods gotten yeah. good.
I absolutely read it as his boyfriend's a top but does not top him.
That's ludicrous.
but I would say it sounds like, yeah, you definitely have to have a bigger conversation. It sounds like probably in the moment you're like, let's do this. And he's like, next time I promise. But then you never call him on that.
Ooh.
So I would say maybe after you're done being intimate.
Skintimate.
Then you say, okay, you always say next time. So let's talk about when this is actually going to happen. And you can't just let him keep like sliding by with these next times. You deserve to get dicked down, my good sis.
But I will reiterate that the stern top does not have to fuck you if he doesn't want to. But bitch, if you're not satisfied with that, get going.
Yeah.
After that conversation. That's all. Good luck, Jay.
That
stressed me down.
I'm sorry to stress you out. You
okay,
want to read
next
the
question.
Next one? I'll let you show us your diction.
So, I'm an openly gay male in high school that happens to be low-key homophobic. Wait, what?
The school.
Oh, got it.
Not the person.
I'm like, same. I gave my advisory speech last year to my entire grade about how we should accept and respect each other, and that made a bit of an impact, but I want to go farther. Is it farther or further?
I would have used further in that instance, but I don't know.
So that's our advice. I want to create a GSA for my school, but there are no other people who are out and would be able to do this besides me. My school has never had a GSA or have the signs in the classrooms that say this is a safe space or anything like that that a lot of schools nowadays have. My question for you guys is, how should I go about starting a GSA for my school? I've suggested it to some friends, straight and closeted LGBT, and they've all shown interest. Should I create a petition and take it to my principal? Should I email a few teachers? What would we do in meetings? I just don't know where to start. Thanks, C.
Go off. And that's how Sue sees it.
So, see, I think your heart is in the perfect place to start.
Yeah, it sounds like you're ready to start.
My advice to you is, kind of with this mindset of you wanting to start, put feelers out there to teachers. Because first and foremost, you need an advisor. Like a teacher that's going to like...
Is that true?
I think so. At least that was the case back in my days.
My school didn't have any programs.
We get it. You went to school with 10 people.
But we did churn butter.
Yes. Okay, great. Figure out who a teacher that might be supportive of this.
Yeah.
I've heard that GSA, that term is out.
Oh,
now people
really?
Are saying saga. Sexuality and gender Alliance.
I like that.
Because it's more inclusive. Gay Straight Alliance is, it's not.
Doesn't sound.
It excludes bisexuals, transgender people, gender nonconforming. It doesn't even mention
Prism,
gender.
Prism, like we did in college.
What was Prism?
I don't remember.
I don't know. I like Saga because I think it's all inclusive. Okay. Sexuality and Gender Alliance.
Yep.
And really focus on, like, it's for anybody that supports the community, because I think that'll get people that are maybe closeted to be involved. I think that'll get people that might feel uncomfortable disclosing their identities to get involved. And then they say, what should we do in meetings?
Prism is people respecting the individuality of students at MSU.
Work. What should they do at meetings?
See, I was going to say there must be a million resources out there. You'd think like GLSEN and like HRC and a lot of those places would have good resources.
I just Googled how to start a GSA. So the first response is from ACLU. So that's going to give you the legal ways that you can do it. Right. And if your principal or your teacher says, oh, we can't do that at our school, ACLU will have the exact things that you can say and be like, bitch, we actually can, and bitch, you actually have to let me. Then the next thing is 10 steps for starting a GSA from the GSANetwork.org. That's going to give you, like tips on, like, maybe how to run one or organize one or advertise it or get people to come, things like that. And then one of the ones further down, I think it's, like, the sixth result, is from GLSEN. And that is an organization that helps LGBTQ plus kids in schools making safe spaces. So this says jumpstart your GSA from GLSEN. It's going to tell you how to have your mission, how to make your goals, how to assess your school's climate when it comes to like homophobia or anything like that. And GSA is going to be a great resource. GLSEN is going to be a great resource for that. So girl, if you just Google it, you're good to go.
I think so.
Good God, get a Google, girl.
But yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're there, and it's great that you've talked to some of your, like, other students and friends.
I think the most daunting thing is what to do at a meeting. Because it's like, how do you get people to come, and how do you make it, like, exciting?
Snacks.
Snacks. Pizza. Pizza budget after school will always get people to come.
You think?
Yes.
That's what we did with drama club. Sit around and, like, talk about whatever. Talk about Trump. Talk about how to, like, survive this.
You know what would be cool? Is maybe do a day that's like arts and crafts to make signs for
like recruiting.
Well, yeah, first for
the gay agenda,
recruiting to get people to come. But I was thinking making signs for classrooms because you said our school doesn't even have signs that are up on the windows in classrooms that say this is a safe space.
And so then maybe you could make cool ones and give them to like teachers and say, could you
do you want this? Will you put this up in your room? Maybe you can start to like make that difference.
I love that.
So maybe one meeting you make signs for classrooms and go around teacher to teacher and see who wants to make them. Maybe have a day where you watch like an LGBTQ plus like movie. Maybe have a
watch Moonlight. It was great.
Oh yes.
when I was in college, they always made us watch X3.
What's X-Men?
X-Men the third
movie. Why? Because it's gay?
Because that was the one where they could like get shots to not be an X-Men anymore, and they say that it always had like gay undertones.
Ooh, maybe
like,
have a book club.
Would you get a shot to like not be gay anymore?
You should do a book club maybe like once a year.
And you're telling them to read Binge?
No, I'm not saying Binge, but
is
like—
is this a promo?
There are plenty of books about like gay shit, I'm sure. You know. Fine. I don't know. There's a million things you could do.
Yeah.
Maybe have a listening party for a psychobabble.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Didn't we do like a pride advice episode?
We did a coming out one very early on as far as like a National Coming Out Day celebration.
Fun. You know what would be a good idea for a GSA to do?
What? Tell me.
You know how sex ed in school does not even touch on gay shit?
Oh, yeah.
Do your own sex ed and like have it be a safe space where it's like, here, we're going to discuss.
I guess we're going to go tour school to school and like visit GSAs.
When I was a high schooler, I was like terrified of the prospect. But when you have like these open conversations.
You told me you wouldn't even watch anal porn.
No, I found it to be disturbing. But had I not been told that, I think I would have been like.
Well, maybe that's the guy's problem from the first question. He's never seen anal porn.
Don't get me started on the first question. So I think we give them some advice.
Yeah, I think
see,
so.
Good luck. Just Google how to start a GSA. You're going to get resources right there and then.
Thanks for the question. Moving on. This one says, I'm from New Jersey, and my advice question is about my first time and my conflicts between personal beliefs and a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking to a guy for about 6 months, and there's really no solid commitment between the two of us. But it's definitely implied. Hints of sex have been mentioned, but I'm conflicted because he has had sex before. Meanwhile, I have not. Personally, I would have preferred someone to share their first time with me, as I hold that with high regard. Should I compromise my wants to be with him, or do you think I'm being unrealistic in my wants? I have some reservations about him and the likelihood of us being able to work out, and I'm wondering if it'd be worth putting aside my wants for a fling or a short-lived relationship. I'd hate to compromise something that wouldn't even last. I'm not sure I want a serious relationship. I wasn't planning on having one and falling for this guy. I definitely wouldn't want any friends with benefits sort of thing because that's not what I'm looking for. Would just love to hear your guys' opinions and talk about the subject a bit so I can gain some advice or insight. Thanks so much, R.
So, R.
I mean, I feel like at one point R said it right in the question that they don't want to, like, put their...
Compromise.
I would say don't compromise then. If you want your first time,
whatever you want.
Yeah. If you want your first time to be special and you want it to be with a partner who is also a virgin and it is something you really have thought about and really want, then I would say wait.
I know that we talk a lot openly about like being comfortable and maybe a little bit more
freaky,
if you will, than a lot of people with their sex lives. And I love getting a question like this because it's totally valid to want to, even to the point where you want to never have sex or save sex for marriage or be a virgin until you're in a committed relationship. Like, all those things are valid. I feel like your sexual journey is your own. My advice is to trust what you want. But you also have to be realistic that you don't live in a bubble. So society is like, okay, well, a lot of people are going to have a lot of sex. And if you want your first sexual experience to have all of these qualifiers of, oh, it needs to be with a virgin, it needs to be with somebody that I love, it needs to be super special, blah, 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 it might limit your experiences and what you can do. But that's your prerogative and that's your choice. I don't know. What's your – what would you say?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like I said, they answered – I feel like they're wanting advice and wanting us to kind of give them permission to wait is kind of
how... I validate them wanting to wait.
Right. It's kind of how I read it. So that was my gut feeling the whole time I was reading the email. And when I kind of looked at it yesterday, I thought the same thing as well. It's, yeah, if it is something that's super special to you and you've thought a lot about it, then absolutely don't compromise yourself. I agree with what you were saying a little bit about it might limit some of your experience or limit your partner's, but it's also not completely unrealistic.
It's not unrealistic.
To think that you can get those few things that you want. If it is to have the first time be with a committed relationship or with another virgin, then yeah, hold out. You can find other people or another person who has similar beliefs.
I think there's something to unpack there about what you think that means for people that aren't virgins that you might be interested in. Does that mean you think that they're less than or that they're... I don't know, not clean or like, what is the implication there that you don't want to have sex with somebody that's already had sex?
My thought was that it was that maybe they were feeling like insecure because the other person might be
more experienced
and they're
not.
And
you want the first time to be with somebody that you're both figuring this shit out together.
Yeah. The first person that I like hooked up with in high school, that's what it was kind of for like both of us. Was like, let's like practice and figure this out so that when we date somebody, we like know what we're doing.
I understand that reasoning. I think it's really important. So sure, you have permission to approach your sex life however you want, but I think it's important to unpack why you don't want to have sex with somebody who might have already had sex.
Because
there might be some biases there that are problematic and like not realistic or maybe even untrue about what you think about people that have had sex. Like somebody's worth and honor and value doesn't get taken away just because they've been with somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't think. So that's something to think about and explore.
I like that.
But yeah, you don't have to compromise your beliefs. You're allowed to do whatever you want.
No, if you
want to
wait. If something in your gut is saying it's not right with this guy, for whatever reason your gut's telling you that, then I would say trust your gut.
I think in general, though, society puts so much value in your first time that's so unnecessary and hypes it up for like to make it be this big, huge, grand thing. And I would say the majority of people after their first time it was overhyped. I think.
Yeah.
And it's going to be different than what you think. And I think down the line, your sex life improves. The more you're comfortable, the more you're confident, the more you have conversations about it. It's like your first time is not the end all be all, in my opinion. But that is up to you to decide.
True dad.
True dad. True dad. Are we doing another?
Yeah, we've got lots of time.
So, Tyler and Corey, the loves of my life. This one says, Tyler and Corey, the loves of my life. I'm in a bit of a big old pickle and need some help. They're speaking right my language.
Right.
Drag is a big part of my life. I love it. I want to do it. And I believe it's an incredible art form. True. I hid this from my uber conservative parents and I just got caught in a lie and it all came out. It's kind of a mess. I know I should do what I want and not care what my parents think, but I hate disappointing them, and that's what I'm doing. I have tried to explain what drag is in the best ways I could, but it's just not happening. Should I put my big girl heels on and say, fuck you? I'm still living at home, so it's a bit difficult. Or what? I don't know what I should do. Just as a reference point, this all went down on my 18th birthday, and I still have one more year of high school, and I'm severely trapped in the South. S-O-S. Love ya. C. I mean, my advice always if you're living at home is, like, it's difficult.
Yeah.
Like, you have to take care of yourself first. You have to make sure that you're safe and you have the resources you need to, like, live.
Yeah.
If there's a possibility where you might get kicked out of your home, it is brave also to take care of yourself.
Play by their rules as long as you have to.
But it's a fine line. I have conflict to say from, you know, my safe bubble of Los Angeles, fuck them, be yourself. Like, obviously I want to say that, but, like, you also have to take care of yourself. So there's, like, there's a balance act that you have to kind of play if you're in a home that doesn't support you.
I say put on the big girl heels and make sure they're 6 inches.
Ooh, oh, my God.
And ask your mom for some makeup tips, if she's got them.
You know what has been a really eye-opening experience for a lot of people is watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
I think it has really opened conversations and eyes and minds and hearts to the possibilities of gender expression, why people do drag. It's not just a dude in a wig and heels and makeup. It's there's so much more about it that you're completely right. It's the art form. It's the ability to find new aspects of yourself and to explore those things. So maybe showing them a curated moment that you know is safe to show them from Drag Race.
From Drag Race. Yeah. I like that idea. I think that's good advice for C.
What would you say?
I mean, it's tough. I agree. I feel like sometimes when you're living under your parents' roof, you kind of have to play by their rules.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is you only have a year left of high school,
right,
and you are 18 and you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. So if you want to get out of the severely trapped South part of the country that you're living in, hopefully that is an option soon for you. But one thing
that I did see when I went to Orlando and we did a drag show in Orlando with all these local queens is just how important those local queens are to, like, the community there. And especially in the South, I imagine how huge a drag queen can feel to somebody who goes to a gay bar, who's terrified, who's closeted, to see somebody not just living their truth, but being, like, so unapologetically themselves and, like, fuck you to the establishment of what society expects me to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's cool to, like, leave the South, escape that, but, like, it's also just as incredible and brave and important to be that beacon for somebody that's, like, in your hometown. Once you're able to, once you graduate, once you move out, to, like, be there, to be that local queen that, like, is this beacon.
Or to be that loco queen.
Yes! Be that four loco queen.
Well, I hope that helped a little bit. We always try our best. The 30 minutes went by really quickly.
Oh, are we done?
We're done.
Did I tell you, Mamrie told me the best drag name ever. So I've been trying to come up with...
Tell me.
Miss Charcuterie Board. But
I think Lil Miss Charcuterie.
Lil Miss Charcuterie Board. She goes, no, it's Charla Cooterie. And I go, I was just blown away.
Lil Miss Charla
Cooterie. Lil Miss Charla Cooterie. Anyway, good luck with your drag. If you have questions, psychobabble, what?
Now you made me lose it.
Psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. Thanks for asking questions. Submit them. We don't have all the answers, but we try our best. Corey, where can people find you?
On Twitter and Instagram at Corey Cool, pretty much everywhere.
K-O-R-E-Y-K-U-H-L. Tyler Oakley everywhere. Thank you for hanging out with us. Best of luck with all of your lives.
Bye.
Bye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.